Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, this is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, and we are ending eating disorders using nothing but your brain. And I am so excited, you guys, to share and celebrate another fantastic human being that has had an amazing journey, has come so far, has just been a light to our entire community. Like, total rock star. I just love her so much and really excited to celebrate her today with another freedom story. So I would love to welcome on our wonderful and amazing and awesome Kara. Kara, welcome to the show. So fun to see you here.
Yay, and hello.
Oh man, I'm super excited to celebrate you today. And you've just seen so much transformation, and it's just so cool to have you part of this community and who you are. And one really fun thing is to see, like, really who you are, because that's such a big part of what we do is, like, yeah, you get this problem out of the way, and then, like, you, like, the real you gets to shine through. So it's just such a celebration. So let's start out with, like, just share a little bit about how all of this started for you. It's sort of like your origin story. Like, when did you see this struggle pop up in your life? And we'll go from there.
Yeah. So, I would say that this started probably about 8 years ago, and I can pin it to kind of like a very specific moment in time, because in 2012, like, I was coming back from my study abroad. I was in college, and my grandmother had a stroke, and she was still able to function, but she just, like, was very out of it, and her personality changed, and so she was completely different, and I hadn't seen her in 3 months, so it was really overwhelming to come back to that, and, like, everybody was stressed out, and I became kind of the punching bag a little bit, the mediator between all the stress that was happening. Yeah. And I really dived into, like, helping my grandparents, but then I started doing really bad in school, and so all this stuff just kept piling on me, and it felt like I couldn't breathe and it wasn't stopping. And I just kind of started turning to food as kind of like my outlet. It was like, it just made me feel better. And when I was stressed out, which I always was, it was just something that was stable in my life versus, you know, all the other chaoticness that was going on. And I was just using food kind of as my thing to keep me from just going crazy, really. And I got diagnosed with hypothyroidism during that time too. So, like, everything just kind of was like, oh my gosh, when is it gonna end? When does it stop? And, like, it just was like my train just wouldn't stop for me for even 1 second. And so food just became like, I would just go to Taco Bell and grab, like, whatever I wanted, or go to the store and grab ice cream galore, anything that I felt like that moment would satisfy, like, the stress that I was having.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Kara, like, I know you have been through so much, and then to have, like, this issue with food and then all sorts of things, like, piled on top of that, like, that feeling of overwhelm. I just want to note, like, and really honor where you've come from and your story, and that for so many of us, like, we have, like, real struggles, real problems, really hard things happening. And, like, there's nothing that's minimizing that. Like, that's a real thing, right? Like, and it is a totally natural, human, acceptable, understandable thing to want to feel better, to want to feel, yeah, comfort, to have some sort of outlet or respite or break, especially when it feels like you said, like, you can't breathe, right? Yeah. And the thing is that a lot of times that turns into this pattern that makes everything harder, but the seeking for comfort is a totally natural thing. And these issues with food start in lots of different ways. Sometimes we're not sure how they started and it's just the way that it's always been. Sometimes like it happens all of a sudden, but we're not even sure why. Sometimes like in your case, like there's a really like pinpointed time in your life where you're like, yeah, like everything was falling apart.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. And also,
my mom like always used food as kind of like a reward throughout my childhood. So like, I think that just became a natural response for me is like, oh, I can use food for like all these other things too, like overeat and be an emotional eater, and it's totally fine. So yeah.
Yeah. Like we see that modeled to us. Like we see that as, you know, the pattern that other people have used, and that's a really natural thing in our society of like, I wouldn't say natural, but a normalized thing of, oh, like you are happy, here's some food. Oh, you did something good, here's some food. Oh, you did something bad, like, or did, you know, like you should feel better, here's some food. It's just like, yeah, absolutely. So where did it sort of go from there? Like, I know that really hard chapter, like you said, like you were turning to food for comfort, you know, connected with emotion. Like, tell us a little bit about what happened from there.
I think honestly, it was just a huge roller coaster from there. I would just like eat, overeat, like whatever, binge eat everything that one day, just have like one session. And then the next day it was like, okay, gotta diet, gotta run, gotta like get back to it. And like my weight just like constantly like wobbled back and forth of like, oh, I would lose like, you know, maybe 5 or 10 pounds here, and then I would just gain it immediately right back because I just kept like yo-yoing everything. So it almost became like an unhealthy pattern at that point. Like all of a sudden now I'm, you know, eating all this food, and then I'm restricting the next day because I felt guilty and like upset that I did that. And I would hide it from my friends. Like I was so embarrassed to like eat with my friends because I was like, oh my gosh, they're gonna judge me, like how much I'm eating. Like, so I wouldn't go out. Like it just kind of started to like deteriorate my life around me for a really long time. And I just constantly tried all the diets. I tried everything to like lose weight or to like let myself, you know, see if I can battle this and like not want to eat all these things that I want to eat. And it just wasn't working. It was just, I just kept gaining weight. I kept just like not feeling good about myself, like felt guilty and shameful all the time. And it was just a roller coaster that was not fun to be on.
Yeah, absolutely. And like Kara, seeing this roller coaster where, you know, like it gets worse every time, right? It's like every single time you go up and down that roller coaster, it's like, well, now I'm isolating more. Now I feel even worse. And now I feel like I have to restrict even more because it seems even worse. Like, what was really the hardest part emotionally for you of like just seeing this get harder and harder and more time pass on this roller coaster?
I think it was like, not only was it a shameful thing, but emotionally I felt like I was giving up. I was like, well, I guess like eventually like I'm gonna have some problem and I'm not gonna be doing well health-wise and I'm just gonna deteriorate myself. And I honestly like started fearing that I would do something to like accidentally like basically kill myself because I was just like constantly just doing things that I felt like my body knew it didn't like. Like my body knew it was like angry at me, like the way it was reacting. And honestly, I was angry at my body. Like I didn't like my body and I was abusing it. And I just felt so hopeless. Like I was just like, I can't, there's nothing I can do. So I might as well just keep going, dig the hole further.
Yeah. And wow, like being in that place where, like you said, like this relationship with your body and like this constant war, right? It's like being at war with ourselves is the worst. Because like that's the one person we never get away from is like us. So when you're in that constant place of like war and battle and just being angry at yourself and Yeah, like it's a really hard place. And being in that space, Kara, where you felt like you were giving up hope and you felt like, you know, like even worried that you were going to kill yourself with food, right? What is it at that place that really kept that fire in you to keep searching, to keep finding the answer? Like, what was it at that point in your life where you either like made the decision of like, I have to do something different, it has to change, or what kept you going even when you didn't have hope?
Yeah. So it's funny because before I even came across like your program, like I had been looking into your videos and YouTube and everything, and I saw some of your stuff and I was like, I don't know. I was so skeptical. I was like, that will never help me because like nothing helps me. But I would say like my turning point has always been my sister. You know, she was going through a lot herself and I felt like, you know, I have to do something for her. And she was the one that was always trying to be really kind about like what I was going through. And she was always trying to keep me motivated. Like, let's do some stuff together to like, you know, like yoga, or let's, you know, get a journal and write things out. She was trying to help me with non like body related things. And then one day she actually told me while we were out shopping, she was like, did you know that your neck has this like weird rash on it? And she's a school teacher. And she was like, you actually might be pre-diabetic from that. And that scared me like so bad. Like hearing that, I was like, oh my gosh, like that is the last thing I want, because I know that it's like really a hard battle. And so I was like, I have to do something, like I have to change, because I don't want to deal with that kind of hardship. Like diabetes is such a like hard thing to deal with the rest of your life. And I was like, that was my turning point when she told me that. It scared me so bad. And she felt bad for scaring me, but at the same time, like she has always kind of been my advocate of like of concern and worry versus like, you know, trying to make me like do a certain action. So yeah, that scared me pretty bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to celebrate like your connection with your sister and like that kind of care, like just a little like PSA really quickly about like other people in our lives, right? Of like, I love these elements that you described, Kara, of like your sister being there truly caring about you and wanting better things for you instead of trying to manipulate you or force you or shame you. I just want to say right here, like the least effective way to have somebody change is to shame them. And we live in a society that promotes a lot of body shaming with the very false idea that, well, we simply can't say that that's okay to be whatever weight or to eat whatever food, because, well, we can't show that's okay. Like, you know, we can't justify that sort of, you know, horrible behavior or being that size or like, and so it's this idea of like, if we just shame people enough, then they'll change. And that is the very opposite of reality. When you shame people, it creates that behavior worse. And now it's in secret. And now it's even more isolated. And so I just want to like, yay, Kara's sister, like to like care about you and to be honest.
Yeah. And like my parents, I know they meant well, but like every time I went home to visit them, it was like constant talk about like weight and like try to eat these foods, or have you tried low carb, or you know, like just constant. And like the last thing I wanted to talk about was my weight, right? Because I already knew like things were changing for me and like I was not in a good place. Like, so to have that reminder beating down on me, I was just like, I can't. It was really hard to visit my parents for a while because I knew that that was going to be the only thing they wanted to talk about, was like all these health and weight related things. And my sister never did that. So that was what kept me going.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kara. And like, and a lot of times it's from, again, like a place of caring about someone. But if we do that with shame, then it actually drives those relationships apart. And if we do it with kindness, then it draws us together. And what a wonderful thing. A lot of times we think kindness is also pretending like nothing's happening, right? It's just like your sister could have like seen the signs of diabetes and just been like, oh, well, I'm sure, you know, she doesn't want to talk about that. But like, because she loves you and is approaching with kindness, she was also willing to be honest with you. And so I just think that's such a wonderful thing to celebrate and note. And I have to ask, like, Kara, especially being as young as you are and seeing these, you know, signs of diabetes come up, and like, what was really the scariest thing for you about facing that reality of what was developing because of this problem?
I think it was the reality that, you know, I only have one body and one chance. And I think that the amount of like hopelessness and giving up, like, finally was like showing what it can really do, like how bad it could really get. And I think that it was just that moment of realization from that of like, oh my gosh, like, this is it. Like, I don't get another chance. I don't get another body to transport my soul into. Like, this is it. And if I mess this up, like, if I keep going the way I'm going, like, I really will end up killing myself. Like, I really will have problems that I can't turn back from. And I didn't want to let anybody in my life down. And I didn't want to think like, and maybe that was a little bit exaggerated at the time, like thinking that, but at the same time, like, that's really what I thought. I was like, I'm killing myself and this is terrifying. And I don't know what to, like, I've got to do something. I just didn't know exactly what it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. And I just want to point out this cycle, because I mean, killing ourselves with food and being at war with ourselves, like, those things are really hard. So a lot of times what we'll vacillate back and forth in is like, this is too painful to look at, so I'm going to ignore it and I'm going to fix it tomorrow. So I'll just do that. I'll fix it. Right. And then it doesn't get fixed. And then it turns worse. But then as it gets more painful, then we really, really don't want to look at it. And so it just drives up these issues more and more until there's like that critical point where it's like this wake up call, right? Of like, oh, like, no, I will kill myself this way. Like, this, there will be irreversible damage. And what's hard is that we tend to be in this cycle where we ignore it for so long that really serious things have to happen before we wake up to it. So I just want to like say how proud of you I am, Kara, that like you didn't wait another 40 years, right? That like you decided like enough is enough. Like, I don't get another body to house my soul in, you know, it's like, like, this has got to be the one that lasts me. And it's just such a cool thing. I know it's always a brave thing. It's always a courageous thing to look at the reality of what's happening. And you did it. And yeah. Just, yeah, so proud of you in that. And anything else that is on your heart to share about really what it's like to be stuck in this cycle, to be controlled by food, to be hurting yourself with food?
I would say that it feels like sometimes you're on like a carousel, like with the horses, you know, like, on the outward, you know, like what people see on the outside, like, I hid so much of this, like, no one knew, like, some of my people that were closest to me knew there was a problem, but they couldn't figure out what the problem was.
Yeah.
So I did that intentionally because I was just so ashamed to like even talk to anyone about it. I was like, I can't tell anybody about this. Like, so I felt like I was on a carousel where I'm like stuck, you know, and like, inside I'm like dying inside and like so sad and like alone and isolated, but from the outside people are like, oh, she's fine, she's just, you know, riding the carousel. And you know, it, that I think too was just so hard, is like I wanted to tell someone so bad, but the shame and like the guilt of all of it like stopped me. So like no one knew about this until maybe like, I don't know, this month or this past month, like no one knew about this. Like they knew there was something wrong, but they didn't know. And I think it's such an isolating journey. Like when you go through stuff like this, like you feel so isolated, even though you're not. Like that's the hardest part, I think, is it really just gave me some really dark thoughts that I wish I had never had. But, you know, it's something that happened and it's just, it was just a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot for sure. And to be in this struggle is a lot, but then with everything else, like circumstances, like happening in life, like it's a lot on top of that. And like, just really want to just champion your strength that even when before you had the way to fix this, Kara, that you chose to keep fighting and to have that fire and to still believe in yourself in some capacity, even when that hope seemed lost. And just like, yeah, so, so proud of you. And then let's talk about freedom. Yeah. What happens on the other side of this? So yes. Oh man. Okay. So in fact, I would love to ask you, because Kara, you reached out to us and you qualified for our help and it was such a wonderful celebration to welcome you in. But I know like knowing like when we let you know that we can help you, when we let you know, hi, kitty.
Sorry, that Louis wants to talk to.
He's great. So excited. We welcome cats onto our interviews. So, and I know you have like three wonderful cats, so they can all come and join if they want. So Kara, let me ask you, I mean, like at that really life-changing point where like you've reached out, like we know that we can help you and it's taking that step right across that bridge of fear, like deciding, like drawing that line in the sand of like, yes, I'm going to get the help that I need to fix this right now. What was it in that moment for you that gave you the courage and the dedication to move forward and fix this now instead of retreating back into that old cycle that you'd been in for so many years?
I think because I had seen like, you know, in the past, some of the like freedom stories and like, I had actually been listening to some of your podcasts. Like when I applied, it was weird because like I was like, this feels familiar, but I couldn't quite pinpoint like where I had seen some of it. It was so strange how that happens. Like you like forget about like what you watch and you're like, it feels familiar. But I don't know. I think like in combination with my sister, like I knew I had to try something and like this was something that was completely new to me. I'd never, I was like, you know what? Like, it's worth a shot because this is it. Like, if this doesn't work, then, you know, I'm just going to give up completely. Like, and you guys were so confident about like what you could offer me, like, as far as like food freedom, I was like, you know what? This is a different approach. This is different completely. Like, I have to just try it and see what happens. And I'm so glad I did.
Yes. Yes. So I want to stack on a couple of really beautiful elements here of there's this interesting, almost like dichotomy of on the one hand side, there's, I have to do something, but I don't know what it's going to be like because I haven't done it yet. Right. And so there's like this element of hope of like, I believe in myself, I'm going to do this. But then there's also this element of like, and if it doesn't work, then like I'm doomed and like I'm giving up. And it's just like, it's pretty a lot to come together like at once, totally. And so I just want to recognize that the number one fear of people who get started on their journey to freedom and now get to be freedom stories and get to be in our community and enjoy like what it's like to truly have food freedom. The number one fear that comes up, not just for them, but for everyone who's at that point is, what if this works for everyone else? And I'm the one person that this doesn't work for. And then I like truly, truly, truly know that I am doomed and totally broken. And that's just like, that's the number one thing that comes up. But here's the difference. And this is what I want to just like celebrate in you, Kara, is that fear. That fear is the same. But there are people who will listen to that fear and say, well, then I'll give up now and I won't try because I'm so afraid of failing again. And then there are people that like you that get their freedom that are like, yeah, that's real scary, but I've got to fix this right now.
Yeah.
And getting that freedom. And I just want to like, oh, what a champion you are. Yes, yes, yes.
I totally had all of those feelings that you described, like to a T.
Oh, absolutely. And so you've shown up in such an amazing way. You have done the work. And I mean, the process of true freedom is simple, but it is work. Like, it's simple, but it's not easy, right? And you have shown up and you have been coachable and you have been open and real and been in action and just really celebrating you in that. And Kara, what was one of the first celebrations that you saw come up for you of like being able to do something you couldn't do before, or like you saw things changing? Like, what was one of the first celebrations that popped up for you?
I think the biggest one for me, and I didn't realize it really until later, is I started to realize that because I wasn't taking so much time and thought about food, that I was actually naturally just like doing other things. So like I found myself like, you know, doing more arts and crafts and like spending more time with my cats. Like, and it was just kind of this like natural, like it just kind of switched on. And like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm spending so much more time doing things that I actually love instead of, you know, doing something that like makes me feel sad and regretful all the time. Yeah. Like I was taking that time that I spent obsessing over food, which was almost all the time, if I'm being honest, like it was constant. And now that those thoughts and that, like that action of eating stuff was like kind of being completely eradicated, or at least almost eradicated, like I was actually doing things that I really enjoyed and they weren't destructive. They were like positive things, like playing piano more often because I'm not sitting there just like, just taking in like tons of food that I really didn't want, but instead was just eating to eat it. So that was like the biggest like celebration for me. Is the first time it happened, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is awesome. Like, this is awesome. Well, how did this happen? You know, I knew how it happened, but it's just like, it happened so fast. And I was just like, whoa, this is real.
So awesome. And I love how you point to just like the organic way that freedom happens, where you just notice like, whoa, I'm not thinking of food anymore. And I'm not binging. And now I'm doing things that actually make my life better and are productive. And like, and it's just this beautiful like upward cycle of like, now you have more time, so you're doing more things that make you happy. And as you do more things that make you happy, then it's just like everything starts getting better. So that's so awesome. And when, like, how far into your process with us would you say that you started noticing like, whoa, like I'm getting more time back and I'm thinking about food less?
Probably on the second week.
Awesome.
The first week for me, I was kind of like, oh, there's so much, like, this is so different. And like, I was overwhelmed, even though there's nothing to be overwhelmed about. I think it was more of the fear of like, what if this works for everyone else, but not me.
Yeah.
So like, I was really struggling with a lot of my thoughts the first week of like, oh my gosh, I might be a complete failure. I even asked my coach, I was like, I have like so much thought around like, what if I'm going to be the one that fails the program? And she was like, okay, you're not the only person that's happened to.
Yeah, like totally normal way to feel. Welcome to week one, right?
Yeah, so. But I think like the second week was definitely like where I started to realize things. And like the fourth week was like where instead of hiding my emotions, like my emotions started to come out. And that was kind of a tough week for me as well. But like, I think it was something that I waited so long that it just had to happen. And it was like, I have to let this just flow through me. Like all these feelings that I've like bottled up and like let food be kind of the like pacifier for it. Like it's finally all coming out and like, I feel so much better.
Yes. So I just wanted to celebrate, like you said, 2 weeks into this process, you start being able to like your life is different. Your life is changing. Like you're like replacing binging and hurting yourself with like piano and like developing yourself and just like, and after how many years of struggle?
Eight. probably about give or take. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so after 8 years, like 2 weeks, and you are already seeing like that celebration of getting your life back and like,
yeah,
such a cool thing. And yeah, let's talk about like freedom. Like now that you are on this side of it, Kara, and enjoying like life at a new level, what are some of your biggest celebrations like food-wise? Like what's different about food stuff that you're just like difference in your relationship or what you can do that you couldn't before? Like what is food freedom like on the other side?
Oh man, this is probably the best part, to be honest. Like, so I think, you know, for a long time, I restricted a lot of foods that I actually enjoyed, like corn. And there is like a few others, like I really liked popcorn, seeing a corn theme, obviously, but like, there was a lot of foods. Oh, and bananas, yellow's
my color. Yellow foods.
But like, I had all these foods that like were on my no-no list. I was like, I can't have those because they have carbs in them and I'll gain weight, even though ironically I'm like stuffing my face with ice cream, you know, like my body just, or my brain just like was not making sense. But like now I, you know, if I want to eat a banana in the morning, I'm like, cool, I'm gonna eat a banana. And like, it's makes me super happy. Like, if I want to eat corn with my dinner, like I eat corn. And like, it's just nice feeling like I'm actually realizing the foods that I love. And also probably the biggest thing that happened to me that was just bizarre is like one of my biggest binge foods was always cake. And, you know, towards the end, like I just like allowed myself to have some cake and I didn't like it. Like I did not like it. Period. I was like, I hate this. And why did I use this as my binge food? Like, I do not like cake. Like, I just didn't like it. And that happened with a lot of foods that I binge ate. Like, I tried them, you know, just like calmly and like, you know, just felt like trying them. And even like some soft drinks that I loved and was like addicted to, I just was like, I don't really like this. Like, it just doesn't taste good to me. And so like, I've naturally, my body has just like taught me like, okay, here's the things you like and here's the things you don't. And that was probably the biggest like, whoa, this is crazy, is when that happened. Like, I don't know how else to explain it other than it just like blew my mind that happened. So now when I past the cake aisle at HEB, instead of being like, ooh, yeah, I gotta grab like 5 cakes and I'm gonna just like stuff my face, it's like, you know what? Like, I kind of want like bananas. Like, I love bananas. So I'm gonna go get some bananas. And so I just like skip right past the cake aisle where I used to be like, you know, a continuing customer or super, superstar customer out there.
Yeah, like loyalty customer.
I would just go and get like bananas and like fruit. Like, I eat so much fruit now because I just like stopped like giving myself rules of like, oh, you can't eat that because X, Y, Z. It's like, no, I can eat whatever I want. And I want to eat grapes and bananas. And yeah, that was just like the happiest thing for me.
Oh, so awesome. Okay, there's so much here to celebrate, Kara. Like,
I still
like
ice cream. I do still like ice cream. Yeah. It's the one binge food that I was like, okay, I still like ice cream.
Totally. Oh man. And like being able to have what you want and have what you like what I want, like everyone listening to understand is that a lot of times we have this thought of, well, if I, you know, no, I'm a complete sugar addict. Like, I'm a chocoholic. Like, I'm just like crazy, but this is like my own personal brand of heroin. It's just like all these, you know, really just addictive feelings toward these foods. And like, this is my binge food. And this is what drives me crazy. And this is what I can't have in the house. And once you know how to break the pattern of actually like driving up those cravings, it's not just about like, oh, okay, well, I'll allow myself to have it. Now I know what I truly want. It's about the process that Kara's been through of like actually breaking the patterns that have created all of these artificial cravings. And then on the other side of it, you could be like, oh, what do I actually like? What do I actually want? I like bananas. I like grapes. I don't like cake. Ice cream is cool. And you will always eat in a more like sane and calm and healthy and fulfilling way when you are having what you actually want. But the problem is that when we are in the throes of our eating disorder, we have no idea what that is and no way how to access that. If you would have asked me like back in my eating disorder days, like what is your favorite thing in the whole world? I would have been like trail mix, peanut butter. Like those things are just like crazy amazing. And like, I just can't, you know, have them in the house. Cause it's just like, and then you find out once you're actually in touch with your body and you can taste what you like, and you're not creating all these artificial cravings. You're just like, oh, I like this and I don't like that. And it's all just super calm. Like, it's not like now you're binging on bananas. You know what I mean? It's just like, no, now you just like calmly eat stuff.
Yeah, like, and I mean, also one thing that's changed too, that's I think important for me is I, instead of, you know, I
used Kara,
to eat a lot at night.
You froze for just a minute.
Oh no. Can you hear me now?
Yes. All right. Say what you said one more time. Recap a little bit.
Okay. I was saying that like the one thing that was like probably a biggest eye opener is like, I used to go and like binge really late at night, like 1 or 2 AM. And then I didn't feel good and I didn't sleep good. But now, like on the other side of freedom, like if I am hungry right now at like, you know, midnight, I like ask myself, like, am I actually hungry or am I like stressed about something? And if I'm still hungry, like I'll grab a snack. And like, I don't like freak out about it like I used to in my restrictive moments. Like I just let myself do it. And I'm like, okay, like I feel good now. I didn't like, you know, overdo it. I just had a little snack to like get rid of the hunger pain. And then I was fine. And like, my body was happy with that too. Like, it's interesting how my body is naturally like, oh yay, this makes me happy. And then like the times where you're binging, it's like, you're making me kind of sad.
Yeah, your body's like super happy to communicate with you when you're not just like, don't talk to me anymore. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah. And to be satisfied, like I remember back in my crazy days, Kara, just like the thing that I wanted more than anything in my life was to be able to eat something and feel satisfied, because it just like never, ever, ever happened. Like nothing felt good. Nothing felt happy. Everything just felt like so hard. And I was like constantly searching for this satisfaction, and to be able to eat something and your body be like, thumbs up. Like that was great. That's what we wanted. Now go play piano, do what you want, like do a craft. It's really awesome. Really, really awesome. So anything else about like food freedom that you want to celebrate right now? All this stuff is awesome.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think it's also just like, because I was finding out things that I love, like it's given me more creativity in like the kitchen. Like I actually enjoy like trying new recipes and like cooking. Like I'm not afraid of it anymore. Like I actually really enjoy being in the kitchen, like and trying new things. And I wouldn't have ever dreamed of doing that in a million years. Like with my disordered eating, like I don't even think it would be possible. But now it's just like, oh, I haven't had this before, I'm gonna try it and like put something together. And like actually just like exploring the things that I really love and I don't, and it's kind of fun. Like it's like I'm relearning how to eat. Like I'm a little kid, I'm like, oh, I like this or I don't like that.
That's so cool. I love it. And just celebrating having this wonderful, calm, normal relationship with food where you get to like be creative and like know what you like and find out what you like and don't like. It's just, it's such a cool, cool thing. And then Kara, like food freedom is totally awesome, but let's talk about like other freedom too, like practicing these principles with food. Like what other things have you seen like benefits happening in your life because of this?
I think I think one of the biggest ones, and this is probably where I realized too, like the principles can really be applied to anything in your life. Like really, I have struggled with anxiety like most of my life, and it's like bad. Like I used to go to therapy and my therapist was like, yeah, yours is, we have some work to do. But the problem was like, therapy never worked for me. Like I tried like, it's called like cognitive behavioral therapy. It's like thought challenging, I guess. And like, it just never worked for me. And so I quit going because I was like, it's just not doing it for me. And like all the other methods for anxiety wasn't working. Yeah. But since like I've been through this program and like, you know, found food freedom, like I'm realizing that I can, this has been like perfect for my anxiety. And I don't know like why I waited so long to like have this happen, but like just to be able to also help correct some of my anxious patterns, like it's really nice. Like I basically apply this to everything. Like if there's something that I'm struggling with that doesn't have anything to do with food or anxiety, I'm just like, maybe I'll try a principle or two and see how it works. And it does. So like, it's just been really awesome to see the power of being able to now like take these things that I learned for food and like apply them to things like my anxiety or like other problems that I have. Like, I see myself thinking differently in general, not just about food, but everything. And that's really, that's like life-changing for me. Like, I don't even know, like, there's no words to describe like that. Like, it's almost emotional for me, like how much it's helped my anxiety and like gotten me on a new path. Just like, that's amazing.
So awesome. And just celebrating you in that. And like you said, like life-changing, like this is a big part of like our mission of Life with Lydia is like, once you know how to get out of one cage, you can get out of any other cage. And so It starts with, okay, food freedom. Yeah. Psh, done it. Like check, like, all right, this is so cool. And we're celebrating it. But then it just keeps on getting better. Like, because you can get yourself out of all these other cages. And like you said, life changing, life transforming, like that's what it's all about, which is just so, so cool. And also want to celebrate you. Like, we have a amazing community that is like our very highest, our best work. It's called Rise Academy. And it's where some of our top grads get to, you know, take a year long and really just like become the highest versions of themselves. And it's just so cool. And I'm so excited for you to be in that community, Kara. And we just love you so much. And it's just so fun that you're getting to just continue to just have a better and better life. Like, what else is there to do but have a better and better life? Like, it's a great way to spend life.
And it's the best way to kick out my 20s. So yeah, that was like probably the coolest thing is I was like, yes, I can do all this before I turn 30 next year.
So awesome. I love it. And just want to note like the power and the confidence that you're stepping into that of like going from I'm killing myself with food, I'm giving up hope, like I'm at war with myself to like, yeah, how can we kick out our 20s? Like how good can it get before 30? Like,
yeah, like it's amazing. And also like the amount of people who have told me like, you've changed, like not in a good way. They're like, you seem different. You seem more like calm and like happy. And I'm like, I am. Like, it's really amazing too. Like the 8-week shift of like, you know, people who are like extremely worried about me, but couldn't understand why now are like, wow, like something happened to you. And I'm glad because you seem a lot better.
That's so cool. Yeah. So, so cool. And, you know, like I love, you know, doing this freedom story and like, you know, like sharing this is just such a cool, cool thing. But everyone is on a little bit different journey. And some people are more private about their journeys than others. And like you tell your story to like, that is your story to tell, right? But the cool thing is that even if, and we've had people like, I mean, just as we like specialize in helping people who've been struggling for over 40 years. And so we have a lot of amazing people in our program that like, no one has known about this problem for a lifetime, for like decades. And even if you're private about your food journey, like it's one of those things where people just notice like, you're so happy. Like you're so confident. Like what happened? Did you get a haircut? I'm just kidding. Like, just like, and you actually did get a haircut, Kara. So.
I did. I actually chopped all my hair off.
Yes. And made it a wonderful blue along with other colors. So yeah, really just love it. And you know, that so much of an impact and transformation, even people around you that didn't know what you were struggling with can just see the changes for you. So just thrilled for you. And anything else that you want to capture and celebrate about, you know, being on this side of it and freedom, or do you feel like we are complete?
I think it's that just take a jump, take a leap of faith. And, you know, that's what I did. And I'm really glad I did because I had nothing else to lose. And this changed my life and I'm excited. I have not been so excited for my future in forever. Like I actually want to think about the future instead of like where I was at a point where I was just like dreading the future. I really was. I was just like, I dread, like, I really don't want to think about what's going to be next year. Like now it's like, okay, what can I plan for myself? What goals can I plan for myself? Like, I actually want and feel motivated to like try and make goals or try and think of ways that I can just continue to improve. And like, I never would have had that without this program. So like, I'm just so thankful. I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to do this because I feel so much better and I'm just happy.
Oh, and we are so happy with you and for you. And I just love that, Kara. And more adventures to come. Like, I'm just so, so excited for.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, like the life that you get to live now, going from like dreading the future to being excited about the future. Like, that's.
It's so much trouble.
It's just so great. It's so great. So I just. Wonderful celebrating you, Kara. We just adore you. I'm so just proud of you and your courage. And, you know, just like Kara was saying, like those beautiful words of just like, what is the alternative, right? It's like, you can either take that leap of faith and like choose to do this, or what is the alternative? Like, you'll still get the same thing that you've always gotten, and it continues to get worse because that's how the cycle gets. And the best time is always now. It's never going to be convenient to get free. Like, it's never going to be.
It was definitely not convenient.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, there's never going to be like, oh, this is a great time. In fact, that's one thing that's like one heartbreaking thing about what we do is that, you know, we have a lot of people coming to us, you know, in their 60s or their 70s of like, you know, I've been putting other people before myself, like my whole life. And now it's finally time to get free. But it's like, what would it have been like to get free earlier on? Like, it's. You do not get back the days that you spend in your eating disorder, that you can get all the days moving forward if you fix this now. And that's the most important thing. So I just like exactly what Kara said, the path that she was on, like her path of freedom, it started out with a breakthrough session. So you can actually go to
LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session.
And we have a calendar page there where you can get a free breakthrough session with our team. And that's exactly how Kara started. Like, she's like, all right, I'm going to do this free session. I'm going to get my foundation of freedom. And if we can show you how to be free of this food struggle, then we'll show you how. And if not, we'll know where to best direct you. But either way, you're going to be super clear on next steps of how to fix this and actually get some truth, like instead of like being in the same old cycle. And so I'm just really excited for all of you guys, wherever you're at in the journey, whether you're in our grad community and celebrating another amazing life and freedom and Kara, or whether you're like new to our community and you're just like, is there any hope for me? The answer is yes. Or if you've been here for a long time. You say that one more time?
All them. I was saying, I promise there is food freedom for you because I experienced all the emotions.
All the feels. Yeah. Yeah. But you chose courage. Like, fear is totally normal, you guys. Fear isn't a signal of like, don't do it. Fear is a signal of just like, this is a normal way to feel because it's change. So if you just like look at that fear and be like, okay, I feel the fear that's right in front of me. Now, what am I choosing? What am I choosing? And that is going to make all the difference. And I just want to say congratulations for choosing your freedom, Kara. Love
Yay.
It. Yay! Yay! Anything else on your mind today before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I'm just very joyful and I'm very happy. And I'm excited to see where the next year goes with the Rise. And I feel good about everything so far. So I don't know how else to say it. I'm just so happy.
That's a great way to say it. Like, to be able to be in our lives and say, oh, I'm just so happy. Like, you know, for some of us, we haven't been able to say that in decades. And for you to be able to fully lean into your real life and say, oh, I'm just so happy. That's a beautiful thing. And celebrating that and you showing up for yourself and committing to that and committing to a life where you can be happy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, Kara. And this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, and Kara signing off. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session. where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!